morning. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 here in Marion, Ohio. Ooh, my radio voice kicked in. Well, how are you doing? I hope you're having a good morning. This is Glenn Coble, and the show you're listening to is On the Air. And boy, I like it when my radio voice kicks in. Oh, I forgot to hit the button. I gotta hit the button here. There we go. I got the button. Let's see. I've got to make sure I have everything ready to go. There we go. It was an interesting show this morning. Did you listen to Mike with Scott? Mike had appeared on, what is it called, My 600-Pound Friend or something like that, on all the reality shows and stuff like that. And he's from Marion, and a terrific, terrific interview. And a guy that struggles with weight, that's me, listening to a guy that struggles with weight, Mike. I'm not 700, well, I don't remember exactly what he got up to, but I'm not that heavy. But I'm at the weight that he wants to get down to, or almost there. I'm a little under what he wants to get down to, but he's a taller guy than I am. We both kind of started, it sounded like to me, both kind of started because we ate too much because we were playing football. We wanted to be heavier. I used to go to a place called Burger Chef. Now, it hasn't been around for a long time, but I used to go to Burger Chef because I could get malts there. They had malted milks at the one where I lived, and I would drink two a day, I think it was, trying to gain weight. Couldn't gain weight. Now I have the opposite problem, but I couldn't gain much weight. I was about 5'11". I weighed about when I started that, when I was in when I was a sophomore, and I really wanted to play football. I started trying to gain weight. I think I weighed probably 140 pounds, and I wanted to be a middle linebacker. Now, if you know anything about football, you know that a 140-pound linebacker is about as useless as boobs on a boy dog. It's, I tried to clean that up. I did get up, and I think by the time I was a senior in high school, I was pretty close to 180, most of it was muscle, and I thank my coaches for helping me get there, but I wanted to play in college, and a 180-pound middle linebacker isn't that big for college. Now, back in those days, there were a lot of us that were that weight, and a lot of us that were only 5'11". Now, I think if you want to play in college, you got to be 6'3 at least and 250 at least. That was not my problem back then. That was a long time ago. And after I found out that I was never going to be a starting linebacker in college, I played for about a year and sat on the bench, of course. And after I got frustrated, and I just kept eating and eating. I kept on eating. I didn't gain a whole lot until much later when I found out that they have Pizza Hut decided to have a buffet. And it was right across the street from where I lived at the time. That's when I gained weight. But nothing against Pizza Hut. It wasn't Pizza Hut's fault. It was my fault for going there every single day and stuffing my face. But anyway, Mike talked about struggles that he's had, and the thing that I found quite interesting in his discussion with Scott was that he mentioned how the people that were putting the show on, the producers, he was down in Texas somewhere for 4 days while they were shooting it, but they kind of insisted that he tell little white lies, and they weren't such little white lies. But that people that watch, I don't watch reality TV very much. There are some that I do watch, but not too often. My wife likes to watch this couple that owns a a castle in France, I believe it is. They're a British couple that own this castle in France, and it was decrepit when they got it, and they're fixing it up and stuff like that. And it's kind of fun because the two characters are fun, but you never say, oh boy, that's reality. And that's what bothers me about this current movement to watch reality TV. First of all, stop and think for a minute. There is no reality to it. Now, maybe there are, you know, like Mike said, there were 50-50. there might be, it's reality-based, but it's done to get ratings, certain things. And that's kind of the way the world is, or at least the United States is now. It's all done to get ratings. It has nothing to do with reality. It has to do with ratings. If you tell the absolute truth and there are no ratings there, you're not going to be on the air. So that bothers me about our society right now. I'd like to see our society get back to an honest society, an honest, caring society. And we've got a long way to go to get there. Anyway, okay, I was a bad boy this week. I told Scott that I wasn't going to be doing a lot of thinking about my show today. What I did, I pulled down some really interesting Family Feud questions. So we're going to have some fun this morning. We're not going to talk about weight. You know, this is the wrong time for me to talk about weight, because Thanksgiving is the beginning of a weight gain and Christmas is the end of a giant weight gain. Now, I gained 5 pounds after Thanksgiving, believe it or not. But I've lost, I've lost 3 of those 5 pounds already, just by stopping what I was doing. Now, we did eat the leftovers, and that's the hard part, if you have all those, but you have to moderate even that. So, I have been. I've been a good boy, and so I'm coming back down, and I hope to get back down to where I was before Thanksgiving. Before Christmas. So, anyway, we're not going to talk about depressing things like that. We're going to have a good time and ask some questions. Now, these are all based on questions that were asked by Parade Magazine. So, they're honest to goodness. They ask, I don't know, 100 people, and I'm not sure it's always 100 people because these numbers don't add up to 100. But they ask several people a question, and then the answers are tabulated, and the question may be how many days are there in a week, and 6 people of the 10 said there are 7 days in the week, and 4 people said there are 6 days in the week, you know. And obviously, they didn't ask that question, but that's the way it's done. And some of them have 4 answers. Some of them have, let's see, I see one that has 8 answers. The first one I'm going to ask has 8 answers. Some of them have 5, some of them have 4. They're all over the place. But I will, I'm going to ask you these questions. There's no money to make if you get the right answer. No, I'm not going to do prizes because I'm just not capable of writing and thinking at the same time. So it's just for fun. And, you know, we'll give you an attaboy if you get it right. And I wish I had one of those horns that I could blow if you get it wrong. But I don't have one of those, so I'll just go, or something like that. Now, if you want to answer these questions, it's just for fun, just for fun. Show your friends and neighbors and all the listeners how smart you are. So if you want to call in, you got your paper and pencil ready, I'll give you this address, this phone number several times. The phone number here at WWGH, as you probably know already, is 740-383-9944. Now, don't call now. You don't have the question. My light just came on. Somebody, thank goodness it went back off. I don't know why. My phone light. Anyway, okay, let me give you that number again, just in case you didn't get a chance to get your paper and pencil. And by the way, after this is, I will give you that number several times. After this show, after the two segments of this show, we will go to Swap Shop, and hopefully people will call in and try and sell something on Swap Shop or make an announcement about I see we have a holiday bazaar that was sent in to us, things like that. Yard sales, probably not a whole lot of them going on right now, except for it is 51 degrees, by the way, so it's warming up out there. I forgot what I was going to say. Anyway, the phone number. The phone number here is 740-383-9944. The first question. Now, this is just for fun. No, we're not going to give you a car. Matter of fact, that's one of the questions that I noticed. I think I pulled it out. I didn't think it was very interesting. But let me see if I have that. Matter of fact, that might be the first question I ask, if I still have the answer to that. No, I don't see it. I think I pulled it out. One of the questions was, what are the main things that are given away on quiz shows? And I don't see it. And I think the reason why I took it out is it was just too obvious. All right. Name something. You ready? Okay, everybody get your phones ready. 740-383-9944. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. I call my wife one of these things. Matter of fact, I call my wife occasionally the number one answer. And there are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 8 answers to this. So call in with whatever you got, and I bet you'll have a correct answer. And I'll be able to give away a lot of attaboys or attagirls, all right? Here comes the first phone call. Let's go to the phone if I don't knock my coffee over here. Hi, you're on the air.
Oven.
What was that?
Oven.
Oven. Yes.
O-V-E-N, oven.
Yeah, that shocks me. That's the number two answer.
this is a recycled one. We played this before not too long ago.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Did I play it or did Scott play it?
Scott did, and I got that answer, and it was because, it was really just like a lucky guess, I think.
Holy cow. Oven. Where does that go? Have you ever called your husband Oven?
Absolutely not.
Me either. No, well, I don't have a husband, but...
Neither do I, but if I did, I would call him that. Bye.
Would you like a husband? Maybe we can line that up on the air here.
Well, we'll see what you got when Swap Shop comes on.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Holy cow. I did not realize that we had done that already. All right. We got another call. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, all right.
Hi.
Sweetie.
Sweetie. That's number 3. Excellent, Bob. You're attaboy.
Hi.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Sweetie is number 3. Now, this one says some people call Sweet and others call Sweetie, but I call my wife Sweetie occasionally. I call my daughter-in-law's Sweetie. I don't know why it is. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Cream Puff.
Cream Puff. Let's see if that's on here. It should be, but you know what? That's not on the air, on here.
How about Jelly Roll?
Jelly Roll. Nope, that's not on here either. Boy, you call your wife some strange things.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying some. No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, keep thinking and give us a call back. Thanks. All right. Jelly Roll, that could be construed as calling her fat, I think. I don't know. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about Honey Buns?
Honey Buns. I've called... Well, I'm going to give that to you because it's called, the way they have it here is honey / buns. But I've heard people call people honey buns, and that's the number one answer.
Right.
Attaboy!
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Honey buns is number one, and it's not, the way they put it on here, it's either honey or buns. But I think honey buns should be not even hyphenated. It should be put together as one word. I think he was right. Honey buns. That's number one answer. You know what? I think you all are cheating. I think you all listened to Scott before me, and he gets Parade magazine as well. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I haven't heard your answers. Have you had muffin?
Muffin is number five. Excellent. Atta girl.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Muffin is number... She hadn't heard the answers, but she hit it right in the middle. Muffin, that's the number number five. And seven people said muffin. I've never called my wife muffin. I have called her honey. I have called her sweetie. Never called her oven or muffin. So there are four left, and then we'll go to another one. I know you're all cheating. You're all remembering what Scott said. I'm going to take a drink of coffee and hope for another phone call. Hold on. Oh, that coffee's good. Oh, I love that coffee. Keeps me alive. Keeps me alive. I found a coffee when I went with a basketball team to Hawaii. And we were on the Big Island of Hawaii, and we went around the Big Island to Kona, and they have Kona coffee. There is nothing quite as good as pure Kona coffee. Now, you can buy, 10%, 20% Kona coffee here in Marion. But you can't buy 100% Kona coffee. And I'm not even sure in Hawaii if it's 100%, but it's a lot higher percentage than what we get here. Kona coffee is so good. Now, I do have some of the 20% Kona coffee, and it is very good. But, first of all, I must have loved being in Hawaii, right? I'd never been to Hawaii. When I was working with the basketball program, I helped arrange get us to play the Big Island Classic, I had been to all 48 states, and I arranged, I'll tell the story after this phone call. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. Oh, I forgot to hit the button. Hello, you're on the air. Oh, I think I must have killed that call. I'm sorry. Give us a call back. That was my error. All right. Here it comes back. Yeah. Did I mess you up? I'm sorry. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Glenn, I know a lot of people use this word. They say pumpkin to each other.
I've heard pumpkin too, but for some reason or other, bakers don't call their wife pumpkin. It's not one of the top eight. But, I think I might have called my wife pumpkin once. But I think she told me that makes me sound fat. But good answer anyway. Thanks for trying. Bye-bye. Oh, me, pumpkin. I like pumpkin. My favorite, though, is sweetie. Four of my favorite girls are my three daughter and daughter-in-laws and my wife. So, and I called them all sweetie. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say flower.
Flower, that's a good answer. But, that's not one of them, so I can't give you an atta girl. But
can you call in more than once?
Oh,
sometimes you put a limit, too. I don't catch it all the time.
Okay, we're not giving away prizes for this. We're just giving away attaboys and attagirls. So you can call in as often as you want to today.
Okay, because I just caught you. Okay.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, sure. Call in as much as you want. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. We're just trying to prove to everybody how smart our audience is. And they're pretty smart. I've only done this game, I think, three times. And each time I've been amazed how smart our crew is. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, it's me again. Let's try Doughy.
Doughy is the bottom of the barrel, but if you excuse the expression. But yes, it's number 8, and 4 people thought doughy was a good thing. I'm not sure that my wife would.
I can't believe that. I thought this was a stupid answer.
Well, you know what? I guarantee you my wife would say, don't call me doughy.
No, you'd smack him.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, but you're an Anna girl.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, doughy. Can you believe that? The Pillsbury Doughboy isn't even called doughy, I don't think. But, okay, we're down to 3. We've got honey buns, oven, that one I don't understand, sweetie, muffin, and doughy. And we have 3 more left to go. And see, you're proving to the whole world how smart my audience is. But I think some of you cheated and you listened to Scott ask the same question. But that's okay. We don't care. We're having fun. Different people listen to different shows, and we're enlightening all those that didn't hear Scott's show when he asked the same question. I've got a different question that we'll be asking here shortly, and you can get fired up for that. Hey, let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
How about sugar?
Sugar, absolutely. Sugar is number 6 on the list. Excellent.
Yeah, that's the first one. I thought somebody had guessed that. That's number 1.
That would have been my number 1, I would have thought.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sugar, it's
when
on
you
there.
Just read them, I thought nobody said that.
Well, you know, only five people of the crew that was surveyed on this said sugar, and that would have popped right to the top of my head. Excellent answer.
I was thinking of all the stupid ones, because I thought all these other ones are gone.
Well, have you ever heard of anybody being called oven?
No.
I haven't either.
Spatula, maybe? A rolling pin? No.
Ooh, that would be a bad one, yes. If you were in trouble, my wife might call me a rolling pin. But all right. Thanks a lot. Keep calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right. All right. She got number, let's see, what did I say it was? Number 6. Sugar. Sugar is number 6. Actually, it's kind of tied between number 6 and number 7, but we haven't gotten number 7 yet, and we haven't gotten number 4 yet. Those are the 2 that are still left going. The question, in case you forgot, name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
It's me again.
Okay.
I got honey.
You know, that's a good one, but it's not... It's the number 1 on the list, but it's kind of honey buns was the way they put it.
Yeah. Well, everybody almost calls them honey.
I call my wife honey almost every day, so yeah.
Yeah, you don't say honey bun.
Honey buns. That would be almost, I might get slapped for calling that.
That'd be another no-no.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Honey, yes. Honey, I guess, is on here because it shows honey and then a hyphen. Not a hyphen, honey and a slash, and buns is the second word, but it's all the number 1 answer. They tried to confuse us. That's what they were doing. But we're too smart for them. We got 6 of the 8, and we're going to continue on. You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble for your host this morning. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
About cupcake.
Oh, you got number 4. Excellent. Attaboy.
All right.
All right. We're down to only 1 left to go. I would give you a prize, but I don't have any.
Oh, that's cool. I just like playing.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, I'm sans prizes. In other words, I have no prizes today. We're just doing this for fun. And we're going to go to our second question here pretty soon if we can get somebody to give us the other one. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
Did you have sweetie pie?
Yeah, we had sweetie and we had sweet. But okay. Not Sweetie Pie, but I'll give you that. That was the number three answer.
Oh, because I didn't remember that. I didn't think you had anything with sweet. Okay.
Yeah, sweet or sweetie, but not Sweetie Pie. You know, and a lot of people do use that as a term.
Yeah, Sweetie Pie, I hear that a lot.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, especially if you watch 1960s, 50s and 60s TV shows.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. All right, Sweetie Pie. Well, we're going to give her that. Atta girl. That's number three without the pie. And what good is Sweetie without the pie, right? Oh, boy, did I have some pie at Thanksgiving. Oh, pecan, or as Scott would say, pecan. Pecan pie, pumpkin pie, and what other type of pie did we have? Oh, cherry pie. Oh, the cherry pie was so good. I'm not much of a dessert eater, but for some reason or other, Thanksgiving and Christmas bring the evil out in me. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, let's go from jelly roll to cookie.
Cookie. I like cookie. You know, it's not on the list, but I like that answer. That's a good answer.
Well,
jelly roll was an excellent answer,
too. It's a little bit better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep going. Bye bye. See how smart our crew that listen to this show are smarter than the people at Parade Magazine that put this together. I'm absolutely Jelly Roll, I think, is a good one. Cookie, I know there are people that call their wives Cookie. I don't know if there are too many wives that call their husband Cookie. Maybe. Matter of fact, I'm not sure a whole lot of women call their husband any sort of, well, I suppose they do. I just don't listen, you know. I hate when you're watching TV and the commercial comes on for the perfume and that sort of. I hate watching those couples kiss. Gives me the heebie-jeebies. And yet, I like kissing my wife, but I don't make sure that both of my lips are completely surrounding her nose and chin. Have you seen those? Oh, my goodness. Some of those kisses are just, they shouldn't be allowed on TV. One more answer to this. As a matter of fact, if the next caller doesn't get it, we're going to move on to the next question. And you can continue to think about, name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. We've had honey buns. We've had oven, which we've had sweet or sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and doughy. Where did doughy come from? Must be a kind of a pudgy wife or husband. I don't. My wife could call me doughy, I suppose. But there's one more out there, and it's really sweet, and we all eat them. I'm trying to give you a hint here. Over at Tony's, they have some great ones. Well, everything he cooks is great. Anyway, you're going to have to give me one more break. I got to have another sip of coffee. Hang on. Is anybody timing that? I think it's probably 3 seconds. My sip of coffee is 3 seconds. But I have to keep sipping because it's starting to get a little cool. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Donut.
You got it. Atta girl. Yeah. But you remembered that from Scott's answers, didn't you?
Oh, you just gave a really good clue. You said they're sweet and we all eat them and my bought donuts.
Yeah, there you go. You got it. All right. Atta girl. We love you. All right. Excellent. We got that one out of the way. You are so smart today. My crowd is on top of it. Got all eight of them in 30 minutes. That's the best, I think, I've ever done when I was putting together this Family Feud thing. I really do enjoy doing this. I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy hearing you guys make mistakes as well as the right answers. And I don't have to work all night like I do sometimes on a show because they're right here in front of me. I know I'm kind of lazy. Okay, here, you ready? Our phone number, if you want to call in an answer, our phone number is 740-383-9944. Now, here's the next question. This is pretty serious question, I guess, and I'm going to be taking part in, I'm not quite sure how to say this, but I'm going to go to a building where this is going to seem true. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. No, it's not a nudist colony. I will give you that right off the bat. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. So that'll be kind of fun. And let's see, there are six answers to this. And my dad was a minister, as most of you know. So I'm going to give you a little hint. It's not a church. The church is not on this one. My dad's church was always cold. I don't know why it was. I guess we were too cheap to pay the heating bills. Hang on. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Bob,
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, Bob. What was it?
Hospital.
I don't see that on here. Give me that again, because I may have misunderstood you. Hello? For some reason or other, I'm unable to understand. I guess it's because your radio is going on in the background, and all I'm hearing is the radio in the background. Maybe call in again and give me an answer, because I'm not picking you up very good today, Bob. Hang on. All right. You're on the air.
I'll say a meat locker.
Meat locker. That's a great answer.
Where they keep meat. Yeah.
That would be cold, definitely. Yeah. But it's not on here. But that's a great answer.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Bye bye. Yeah, it's not the answer. Hey, Bob, I'm sorry about that, but for some reason or other, because your phone was on in the back, or your radio was on in the background, I couldn't understand you at all. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I believe Bob was trying to say hospital.
Oh, okay. It's kind of weird. Were you having problems hearing it because of that, his radio in the background?
Yeah, there was a little bit of...
Yeah, kind of gravelly. Well, Bob's always gravelly.
I could be wrong, but it's not what it sounded like.
I think you're right. And by the way, Bob, it's not hospital, but that's a very close to a good answer.
Well, my guess was morgue.
A morgue? Ooh, that would be cold. It's not on here. I guess it's because not too many people go to a morgue unless they're dead.
Well, so far I think this is a stupid list.
Yeah, well, it is kind of a stupid list. Wait till you hear all the answers.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Yeah. Thank you very much, because I think she's right. I think he said hospital, and I was kind of putting the front and the back end of the word together. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I'll say, like, if this is what you mean, like an ice cream factory.
Ooh, that's kind of cool. That's a cool answer. It's not right, but it's a cool answer. An ice cream truck factory? I've never heard of that.
Now, are you looking for a building or something else?
Well, it says, name a type of building where it always seems to be cold.
Well, I would have thought hospital would be number one.
Yeah, you would. Well,
Are you looking for a vehicle?
No, it's a building. And the answer, hospital, is probably right.
Yeah,
I'm going to give that to Bob and you.
Yeah.
Because...
No, not to me. Why do you give it... I'm not understanding this. Why are you giving it to two people? I don't understand.
Well, because you corrected it for me, Sarah corrected it for me, and Bob was probably right, but it's really, they have listed here, doctor's office, which is not always in a hospital, but I'm going to give that to you guys, all of you. Attaboy and girl.
I thought we're just calling in, giving answers.
Yeah, that's all, really all we're doing. But I was kind of confused.
Okay, well, I was getting confused because I thought I'm supposed to be looking for like a milk truck or something.
Well, I like that as an answer. That semi, it's a rolling building, right?
Well, yeah.
All right, well.
It seems like the answers are sometimes so weird. So
they are weird. Yeah,
and, I know, I think weird.
And there's one or two weird ones on this one, and I may have to give those to you later. All right, well, thanks for calling in, and keep thinking.
Okay,
bye-bye. Oh, boy, I'm confusing my entire intelligent crew. Now, see, the crew that's listening right now is so smart that you're overthinking. You're overthinking this whole thing, I think. But, yeah, I'm giving that to you. Doctor's office is kind of hospital, right? So that's number one. And 44 of all the people, that's almost half of them, that is half of them, got that one right. Okay, let's get on to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about an igloo?
Now, that was one I thought nobody'd get, but that's number six.
But that's cold, though. You're not cold.
And it's a building.
Yeah.
You got it. Attaboy.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling. Igloo. I thought nobody'd get that. That is really funny. Okay, we've got four left. Oh, I miscounted. One, two. No, we have four left, and we've given a hospital or slash doctor's office and also igloo. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Did I hit the wrong button? Hi, you're on the air. Hello? I must have hit the wrong button. I am so sorry. If I cut you off, just say Glenn's stupid, okay? I'm going to... We'll try again, all right? Now, I've got a phone call. Hi, you're on the air. Well, for some reason or other, I'm not hearing the person on the air. Okay, call back. All right. There we go. I'm getting an... there we go. All right, now my phone is cleared again. That was my three-second coffee break. Sorry. Dead air, that's what they call it when there's nothing, you're not hearing anything on the radio. Dead air isn't as bad as they make it sound, especially if you're having a drink of coffee. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since no one else wants to answer, how about garage, like your house, your garage?
Oh, yeah, it is cold, especially at this time of the year, and you got to go out and you got to change the oil or something, yeah? No, that's not on here, but I think that's a pretty good answer. Now, there is one that's somewhat like that, but I can't give it to you. It's not that close. All right, keep thinking. Thanks for calling in. All these people, they're burning their phones, dialing things to the ground here. We've gotten two answers, one doctor's office slash hospital, and the other one igloo, which I never thought anybody would get. Now let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say like where hockey is played or ice skating, like a Coliseum or arena.
Oh, that's
like that
a
building.
Great answer. Having been in athletics for 18 of my years and been in a lot of hockey arenas, they are cold. And if you have to sit there and keep score, your feet get frozen because they're on the ice. But,
oh, yeah.
But that's not the right answer. But I pulled you up.
It wasn't weird enough.
Well, it wasn't as weird as igloo. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Are we having fun yet? I think we are. That's a strange place. Now, a lot of basketball courts are put over ice. And if you go and you play at one of those courts... And I was always down front at the scorer's table for my team, and your feet would get absolutely frozen because you have them sitting on that wooden, I don't know, it's maybe an inch thick, that piece of wood that your feet are on, but that cold comes right through it. All right, we got another phone call. Let's go see if this person's as smart as the rest of you. Hi, you're on the air.
How about a warehouse?
I'm going to give you that. They say warehouse or work, so I'm going to give you a warehouse. All right, attaboy.
Okay, Graham.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's they have work as the number one, and then there's a hyphen that says warehouse. So I'm going to give it that. They do get cold, don't they? Holy cow. All right, back to the phone we go. Hi, you're on the air.
I don't know how big the building has to be, but when you go fishing on the ice, that little building, sometimes they put up those little buildings.
Those ice fishing sheds. Oh, that's a great answer. But apparently, because it's mobile, they didn't put that on here.
Oh, it has to be more stationary. Yeah, okay.
Have you ever watched Grumpy Old Men? And it's a great movie, and I think it's in Grumpy Old Men. It might be Grumpy Old Men 2. They blow up the ice house, or they run into it with a truck. Yeah, that's a great answer. Sorry it's not on there.
Sometimes the fishermen, I've seen them put up those buildings or whatever they do and get in them and fish. Okay.
It looks cold, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. It is cold.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. All right, we only have a couple of minutes here, and I'm going to give you the rest of these answers if nobody calls in before I go away, because I think the person that called in and said that these were stupid answers was absolutely right. So I'm going to give you the rest of them here in about a minute, but give it one more try. There are three more answers that we haven't gotten to, one of which is not a building, it's in a building. Well, two of them are in a building. Actually, all three of them are in a building. They're not a building. Let's go to the phone. Oh, I got to hit the right button. Hi, you're on the air.
How about an ice packing factory?
Ooh, that would be cold, but it's, you know, that's probably so ancient an idea that nobody's thought of that. No, that's not on my list. I guess they probably still do have ice packing factories.
Well, how would they get all the ice when you go buy it out at the gas stations and
good
stuff?
Question.
There has to be some kind of factory that does it.
Yeah,
okay.
You think so. Yeah, okay.
I can't wait to hear these answers.
Okay, I'm going to give you the answers here in about less than a minute. All right.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. I think she's absolutely right. I think that should be one of the top answers. That's got to be the coldest business in the world. And, you know, I think they still sell blocks of ice. I'm pretty sure I've seen blocks of ice at events that I've gone to. But for certain, they sell those cubed ice. Now, they probably make those in fancy machines, and nobody has to go close to them. But, okay, this will be our last call before I spill the beans. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm in a classroom.
Classroom is number three. Excellent. Attaboy.
Right.
You get the last answer of the hour.
All right.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You do.
All right. Classroom. Okay. I've only got a few seconds. The other two are DMV and hotel room. Oh, my. Okay. Let's go away here for
a few
seconds.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for holiday fun. The legendary composer of the hit Christmas song, Santa Baby, Phil Spring.